Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Schuster, and it's a privilege to celebrate the Holy Mass live from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes and attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. Sing number 587 in the St. Michael hymnal. Jerusalem, my happy home, when shall I come to thee? When shall my sorrows have an end? Your joys when shall I see? O happy harbor of the saints, O sweet and pleasant soil, in you no sorrow may be found, no grief, no care, no toil. Almighty and merciful God, let my prayer come into your presence. Incline your ear to my cry for help, O Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. Almighty and merciful God, graciously keep from us all adversity, so that unhindered in mind and body alike, we may pursue in freedom of heart the things that are yours. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, you must say what is consistent with sound doctrine, namely, that older men should be temperate, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, love, and endurance. Similarly, older women should be reverent in their behavior, not slanderers, not addicted to drink, teaching what is good, so that they may train younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, chaste, good homemakers, under the control of their husbands, so that the word of God may not be discredited. Urge the younger men, similarly, to control themselves, showing yourself as a model of good deeds in every respect, with integrity in your teaching, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be criticized, so that the opponent will be put to shame without anything bad to say about us. For the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of the great God and of our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The salvation of the just comes from the Lord.
The salvation of the just comes from the Lord.
Trust in the Lord and do good. that you may dwell in the land and be fed in security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will grant you your heart's requests. Salvation of the just comes from the Lord. The Lord watches over the lives of the wholehearted. Their inheritance lasts forever. By the Lord are the steps of a man made firm, and he approves his way. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Turn from evil and do good, that you may abide forever. The just shall possess the land and dwell in it forever. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. Alleluia. 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 The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the apostles, "Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Let's draw the good news from the first reading today, the letter of St. Paul to Titus. He's not writing to a whole community. He's writing to a leader of a community, to Titus. And St. Paul is highlighting, first and foremost, the life-saving effect of the gospel, that the Lord Jesus wants to save us. He gave himself for us to deliver us from lawlessness, to cleanse us. So there's salvation. There is the whole piece of the good news of the kerygma, that Christ has given himself for us to save us. Now, that is my favorite thing. That is one of the most powerful points of the gospel. But there's a secondary point in this letter today for us as well. And it's the civilizing effect of the gospel. It's the gospel's ability to bring order and civility into the communities of Christians living in harmony that we should also take a look at today. Yes, the gospel's life-saving. It's the salvation of souls. And it has this beautiful effect of bringing this order. Like the missionaries of old, who first and foremost preached Christ and preach salvation and baptize, believe, receive communion, die in a state of grace. But also those missionaries of old brought order. They allowed people to have jobs. They allowed people to live in a community of love that was civilized. Some people think this was not a good thing for missionaries to do. And yet you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater, as they say, because what they did in the founding of our country, in coming and missionizing, is they brought souls to heaven. And they really did make people's lives better, of course, with other things aside. But what are those things? What are those things that bring order? Well, behaviors like not slandering, not being addicted to drink, having wives and husbands act appropriately, being chaste, of course, not living lawlessly. You know, it's the Christians, it's the Catholic Christians who put an end to some of these things where they were just absolutely rampant in lawless societies, where it brought about, you know, the love and the order, where people stopped doing these things, where marriages became more faithful, where the end of child sacrifice took place, where people stopped with their addictions. We appreciate the effect of grace and its ability to bring about this civility. And on a day when we pray for our nation, on a day of election, we pray that the outcome of all of our choices today bring about the gospel, bring about that civility within our own society, that it may not be a lawless place, but the kind of place that St. Paul describes. Let's put our faith in the Lord and draw strength from His grace today. Let the Lord bring order into your community and into your soul. That's another great effect of His life, death, and resurrection. Let us offer prayers then to our Heavenly Father. For our Holy Father and for all our bishops and priests in thanksgiving for their service to Christ and His church and for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, we pray to the Lord. For the church laity, that we will joyfully accept the crosses that God allows in our lives and reject the distractions and vices of the world, we pray to the Lord. For our nation, that all those elected and nominated to public office will work to protect the good of all people, including the unborn, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace in the world and for an end to all forms of terrorism and violence, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, and especially for the repose of the souls of Walter Siskovich and William Gibson, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Receive our prayers, merciful and loving Father, for we make them with faith, seeking your grace through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God
forever. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look with favor, we pray, O Lord, upon the sacrificial gifts offered here, that celebrating in mystery the passion of your Son, we may honor it with loving devotion through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It
is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Father most holy, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your Word, through whom you made all things, whom you sent as our Savior and Redeemer, incarnate by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin. Fulfilling your will and gaining for you a holy people, he stretched out his hands as he endured his passion, so as to break the bonds of death and manifest the resurrection. And so with the angels and all the saints, we declare your glory, as with one voice we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord,
and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
For the faithful watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. disciples recognized the Lord Jesus in the breaking of bread. Let us pray. Nourished by this sacred gift, O Lord, we give you thanks and beseech your mercy, that by the pouring forth of your Spirit, the grace of integrity may endure in those your heavenly power has entered, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks
be to God. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And for all souls, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May they rest in peace. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace.
Amen.
Prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ present in all the tabernacles of the world in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the Holy Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for the Faith Explained.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Lives changed in your neighborhood and across the country. Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
One spiritual habit, which I'm proud to say I participate in almost every day, is really listening to Relevant Radio. I have it on in the background as I work, and while I can't focus on the programming 100% as much as I like, it's nice to listen to such inspiring programs and talks and the Mass and the Divine Mercy Chaplet with Drew later on. Just listening to the inspiring program on Relevant Radio, it helps me throughout my day give me a sense of peace, a little bit more calm, and I'm more apt to do, at night, I try to do some religious reading of some book, whether it's about the church, about the saints, something. Right now I'm reading The Imitation of Christ, which is really great. Try to participate or say the rosary on a daily basis. And listening to Relevant Radio as I work, it helps me to be less sinful, I believe, because I can't, it's harder to sin, I think, when you're listening to this such great programming, and that really takes over you. It kind of you just suck in whatever you're listening to, and it applies throughout your daily life. And for me, I think I'm very thankful for the programming that Relevant Radio offers. And
if I might ask, how long have you been listening to Relevant Radio on a more regular basis?
More so about a month or so ago, and just last week my wife and I decided to contribute on the recurring monthly gift program. It's not a lot, but for what I heard, for what Relevant Radio did to me and the other callers, how much it inspired them, we talked about it and prayed about it and said, you know what, we got to help out.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. You can give on the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
The next message I want to share with you actually comes from overseas. It comes from Killarney in Ireland. And here's what Barry says. He says, "Hi, Cale, and everyone else involved with the Faith Explained program. Just after I discovered this show last month, I have become totally hooked now. I've never listened to a Catholic podcast or show that has resonated with me so much, and I'm learning loads. I just wanted to send a thank you for the brilliant work, the way the show is delivered, and the normal conversational language used makes it so accessible for me.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or call 877-291-0123.
Touch a heart and change a soul by making a donation to Relevant Radio today.
Dave Durand.
None of anything we go through makes any sense without God. A human being is made to live with God in eternity, and that is why we will always be dissatisfied, even when we have gratification.
St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee, O Lord.
Let's just analyze this. I took like 4 minutes to say what St. Augustine says in like 15 seconds.
Morning Air with John Morales, 6 Central on Relevant Radio.